EA does Byron Brown so dirty. Welcome into the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. On this Friday, a beautiful Friday, but it's also hot. July 4th Eve. Hot, too. My God. I've been out on the water all day, and I am a little crispy. But 4th of July is tomorrow, so, you know, getting the lake day in a little bit because it's going to be chaos tomorrow. So it always is at Lake Martin. If you live or have gone to Lake Martin around this time of year, it's chaos out there right now. That's why I'm taking a break and recording a podcast. So, but like I said at the top of the show, we got to talk about it. College Football 27 came out yesterday. Technically, it doesn't come out for the rest of the general public until the 9th. But if you pre-ordered and bought the MVP Bundle Plus edition.
Like $130 billion.
Yeah, it's absurd just to get a couple of days access to College Football 27. Personally, I can wait. I'm good. I will just finish 007 First Light playing Lego Batman still.
But I don't even get home until the day before it comes out, so it doesn't bother me.
You're gonna have some catching up to do on some games, but EA once again. We talked about it yesterday because I talked about how Gunnar Stockton looks like Buford from Phineas and Ferb. Dude's forehead had it was so big it had its own area code. Okay, they did Byron Brown dirty, guys, and the best way we have a picture and. The best way to describe it is it doesn't look like Byron Brown. Like, do you have the photo that you always put up of him at practice? You know, where he's standing in the facility. Yeah. So that's what he looks like. That's Byron Brown. Okay. That's Byron Brown. That's our quarterback. That's who I know. This guy looks like the look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now. That's who he looks like to me. That's who he looks like to me. That's not Byron Brown. But from what I've read, apparently, EA is making sure that all the players look like they're supposed to look. So Gunnar Stockton will probably get an update. Hopefully, Byron Brown will get an update on his likeness. But I found it odd because there were pictures put out before the game came out of character models, and Byron Brown was one of those people, and it looked like him. So I was like, what happened? What has happened between then and now? And apparently they're going to put out an update, but again, that's the problem with current day gaming. They put out a lot of games, you pay your $70 and they're like, here, go fetch. And it's not even finished. So that's just part of the problem. Like I brought up with the whole physical media thing. That's a whole nother story for a whole nother podcast, but yeah, I don't know. I saw that and was like, oh my gosh, that's insane. Graham, what are your thoughts on that?
Bro, I get it's hard to like match or make it, you know, likeness familiar for every single player in college football. That's just not going to happen. Like it's not easy, but I feel like with some of your bigger conferences, some of your bigger name players, I feel like you could make it happen. You could make it work where you're, and like I even saw a picture of Golish and like, yeah, it kind of looks like Golish, but not the best. No. I've also seen video of Lane Kiffin, and like it does look like Lane Kiffin. So
I think they put more detail into more detail into the ranked schools, in my opinion, because that's who everyone's going to be playing with online.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know.
Really, like, just put some a little more effort into just like your power conferences, like just. Go with the SEC, pick some of the top players out of the SEC. But, like, there's only 16 coaches. Go ahead and do all of the coaches. Like, just get them all in the game. I'm not saying you have to do – I don't even think you have to do coordinators. Just give me the head coach. Just make my head coach look like my head coach.
Yeah, that's all. That's all we want.
But, like, I feel like Byron Brown is a big enough name player and someone that got talked about a lot in the offseason as one of the top, if not the top, you know, not – I wouldn't say the absolute top, but one of the top quarterback prospects in the portal. You'd feel like he'd have a little more appreciation and be showing a little more appreciation for his you know, his NIL and his likeness. So I think EA could do better. I get, you know, they're wearing a helmet. I get that. That's part of it. But, and we're kind of going to bring this up next, but like how they have a portion of it where you can watch him winning the Heisman. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have cutscenes like that, then you need to make them look better. You need to make them look more like themselves. If you're going to have moments where they're not wearing their helmet, which in this video, in this game, we are, which is something that we're, a new feature that we're getting. So if you're going to have moments like that, I think you need to do better at, and this is such a, you know, just me being complaining, but.
Yeah. Like the one that I saw another one too, cause I watched someone uploaded them playing as Auburn in the Iron Bowl in College Football 27, which, by the way, as far as from what I can tell, the presentation is like dialed up to 11 this time compared to, I thought last year's was great to make it feel like you were watching ESPN, but they're not pulling punches on the presentation this year. I think they've like done better tenfold from what I can tell. I haven't played it yet, just from what a video I watched, but another character model Auburn related that I saw that did not look like himself was Jeremiah Cobb. He looked like Malcolm Simmons. And I'm thinking that is not Jeremiah Cobb. That's Jeremiah Shish Kebab. Cause that is not.
That's Jeremiah Job. That's Jeremiah Job.
You had to think about it.
I did.
Trying to reverse the name, but yeah, it's just, man, I don't know. I'm hoping that this update will be, you know, better, which it will. I mean, based off what happened last year and the year before, I think 25, they actually had the likeness is already done for the most part because it was the first year and they wanted to make sure every detail was good. And then 26 to me was not as good as 25. In my opinion, it was slower. They tried to go for more realistic approach. When I play a sports game, I want it to feel arcadey because it's a video game at the end of the day. If I want realism, I'm going to watch football, like, you know, as we all do. But if I'm playing a video game like that, I want it to feel arcadey. Yeah. That's just me. But we brought it up a minute ago. The presentation with the cutscenes, right? There's a Heisman. They've updated it this year to where if you go to or get, you know, have a player that gets invited to the Heisman ceremony in New York, there's a full on cutscene like you're watching it like you do after championship Saturday. Mm-hmm. And there is a, did you pull the clip or do you have like a clip
of
it?
I didn't.
I mean, it's fine. But basically, Byron Brown does not look like Byron Brown, but it's cool that there's a, there's like a video out there
looking in the cheap looking suit that doesn't look.
Yeah, like he's wearing like a.
Anytime they like in any of these games where they have like a draft moment or draft night, suits they put them in, I'm like, nobody's wearing that. No.
It's like they're wearing like the draft night 2003 LeBron suit where it's like everything's like oversized on purpose. I don't know. It looks weird to me, but. It's funny, and I saw this debate come up on X too, where it's like, why is the likeness in the NFL game so much better than the – well, NFL, there's less teams, thus being less players. You have to worry about the likeness. There's more notable faces that come in, and they do their face scan because it's part of the NFLPA. So they have literally the closest thing to one-of-one likeness in for a face scan to put in the game, depending on, you know, who it is. So – with college, you got, you know, I don't even know how many teams are in college, like total, what, like 100 plus, 120 plus, maybe more?
Yes, like in the game. I know when the game first launched 2 years ago, it was 134 FBS teams. That number has gone up in the last 2 years.
Right.
You have guys coming like North Coast State and stuff. So I don't know exactly what the number is now, but it's probably floating around 136 to 140, yeah.
Dude, I cannot wait to get my hands on this game and start. Obviously, Auburn Dynasty, but I call it my fun dynasty, where you like build a team from the ground up to become like the number one team in the country. North Dakota State's gonna be fun to play. Run the table.
Love how, like they're adding stadium builder and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So like, if you are a small school, you can upgrade your stadium as you become a powerhouse, mm-hmm. and have a larger stadium to play in that represents the size of what you've grown to, which I think is cool.
Yeah. Like the year before, or I guess this past game, 26, I played as Jacksonville State and built them from the ground up. The year before that, I did a throwback. I played as Georgia Tech, but I moved them back to the SEC. A lot of people don't know Georgia Tech was in the SEC. Moved them back to the SEC. Members. Yeah. One of the founding members. I added them back and ran the table for like a solid 3-4 seasons, and then like went a little skid, and then like the last year, you know, the last season I played before 26 came out, I ended up winning the Natty again. So that was really fun to do. And then Jacksonville State was really fun to do as well, just because my dad has ties to that school and it was really cool. But yeah, this year, North Dakota State, I'm going to be trying to get the Bison back on top. So that's going to be, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. But you know what else is fun? Getting a shirt from AUShirts.com or anything from AUShirts.com. But get all your gear from all the shows at the Barn. You see some of the options on your screen there. You have the Barn Hard shirt, the FE Iron shirt, if you know, you know, on that one. The Book shirt, the C5 hoodies, the Book hat. We add new styles weekly. We have other options on there as well, including some mugs, I believe, and some other cool little products. But like I said, if you buy something from AUShirts.com and you are either at home watching a game on a game day, at a tailgate on a game day, or in the stadium at Jordan-Hare Stadium, or on the road, and you're wearing a shirt from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, or the Barn, or all of the above, and we'd love to shout you out on the show. So again, if you are wearing something, be sure to tag us and let us know you are repping your gear from AUShirts.com, where you can get all your gear from all the shows at the Barn.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You caught me mid-yawn. yeah, go to buyauburn.com. BUSAR, do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you are an Auburn business owner, an Auburn fan, and you have your own business, then buyauburn.com is a great place to go to get your business out there so that Auburn fans all over the country can support your company whenever and wherever they can. Like I said, if you're just a consumer, then buyauburn.com is a great place to support the Auburn family, so that we can continue growing each other's businesses, and just, like I said, supporting the family. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up to the index, or if you're just a consumer, then go to buyauburn.com today to search it.
Yes, please do that. It's really cool to see all these businesses continue to grow on this website. It's really cool. So if you know somebody that has Auburn ties in a local business, let them know about buyauburn.com. Graham, moving on to the back end of the show, we have some former Auburn Tigers playing some summer league basketball tonight in the NBA, specifically for the Miami Heat, that being Trey Donaldson and Keyshawn Hall, who I think have really good opportunities to make the Heat roster. Because right now, between Giannis going there, the trade they made for Giannis, they've pretty much clean house. So they're looking for the next man up, if you will. So I think out of those two, personally, and this could be a question I guess we can kind of talk about, but real quick before I say that, they play tonight. So if you're watching this, it's either already started or it's current, or you know, it's about to start. I'm not sure on the time on that, but I know it's tonight around 7:30, somewhere in there. So be sure to check them out tonight. I don't know if it's the Las Vegas Summer League. I think that's later down in the month of July. But and I saw some people asking if Walker Kessler is going to be playing in the Summer League. He will not. There's no need for him to.
He's one of the – they just signed a $130 million contract. He's
not – the center for the starting center for the Lakers will not be playing in Summer League. Summer League is like
3 or 4 years. Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, Summer League is mainly for like the first year, second year players, and then occasionally somebody that comes in from overseas that gets signed to an NBA team just to get acclimated to the style of play that the NBA has to offer.
Hey, but one of our players currently has played in the Summer League, Mantis.
Yeah.
Has played in the Summer League.
Played for the Warriors, yeah. So that was really cool. I didn't like – it's funny because I remember him playing because I watch Summer League. I watch any type of basketball, like except for I kind of gave up on it, and I hate to give up on it because a lot of former guys are on there. Former Auburn Tigers are on there. The TBT, I think it's literally called the basketball tournament, you know, War Ready. Like now it's like War Tampa, and now it's called like Tampa Ready or something like that. But it's still
now it's like Tampa War Tampa and Tampa Ready. Now it's like they combined with another team, so it's like Tampa War Ready, Tampa Rose or something like that. It's crazy.
But I did see Malik Dunbar is playing on that team this summer. So.
Wendell Green will be on that team.
Really? Nice. Good. Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that. Awesome. But kind of what I wanted to talk about kind of on the back end here is out of Keyshawn Hall and Trey Donaldson, who do you think out of those two, if it came down to those two, who would you pick for that Miami Heat roster?
I think Keyshawn Hall has the better skill set and size to play in the league. Mm-hmm. just, you know, his ability to get to the basket and to score, I think is better than Trey's. And like I said, I think his size, he was called the large big guard, whatever he was. And so I think he has that advantage over Trey. I think Trey's really good, but I don't know if his game is going to translate as well to the NBA, just because, one, he's a smaller guard, and smaller guards don't see a ton of success
in the league.
So
It's rare. Yeah.
And so I think I would have to go with Keyshawn Hall having more success.
Yeah, that's where I'm at too. And nothing gets Trey. Like, he's got the speed for the league, but besides that, like, the size is definitely a concern. The last small, like, I wouldn't say Trey's super small, but I would say the last small guard that I see have success was for the Boston Celtics and Isaiah Thomas a couple years ago, like 2016, 2017, that era. He was really fun to watch for them. And then he got traded for Kyrie, you know, back in when all that bombshell happened, because Kyrie was like, I don't want to live under, you know, play under LeBron's shadow. I'm like, are you dumb? You're playing for one of the best ever. Like, what do you mean? You don't want to – I don't get that. Kyrie's kind of a bird anyway, but love him though. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think Keyshawn has the better skill set for what they're looking for. And plus, they need wing shooters, and he can play the wing. And if he can get his shot to be more consistent, that's dangerous. And the Heat are looking for that, because right now they don't have anybody coming off the bench. So they're going to need to fill out some spots on the bench. To me, I think this is wide open for anyone that tries out, you know, or not tries out, but you know what I mean? The plays for the summer league team and then the preseason, which my thoughts on preseason for both football and basketball, I don't think it should be a thing, but that's just me. Yeah. But it just, the risk of injury goes up way higher for no reason, just because you're playing in games that if you're going to do that, go ahead and start the season, in my opinion, but that's just me. But I agree with you. Keyshawn Hall has the better ability. I like how he can get to the hoop, like you were saying. And again, if he can get that shot more consistent, oh, buddy, he will be. Could you imagine Giannis kicking it out to him when he draws in a double team or bam, and, you know, everything just collapses and he just kick it out to the corner like Ray Allen and, you know, splash. But yeah, other than that, they play tonight. I'm not sure what time. But be sure to check out Keyshawn Hall and Trey Donaldson hooping for the Miami Heat, and support your former Auburn Tigers there. If you just need something to watch, I know with 4th of July being tomorrow, I know a lot of people are getting their families together. So, but that being said, we appreciate y'all watching us today. If you like what you're listening to or watching, be sure to follow and subscribe to The Barn. Make sure to hit that like button. Be sure to hit the notification bell and check out all the other shows like the one you're listening and watching now, The Barn Social Hour. We have the Top Button Podcast, Village Vice, the Basketball Show, the Baseball Show, and Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. And yeah, we are your number one spot for anything and anything Auburn sports. So be sure to hit that subscribe button, follow button, wherever you listen to your podcast, turn on notifications so you don't miss a post from us. And yeah, with that being said, I hope everyone has a safe and happy 4th of July. Be sure to celebrate America's 250th birthday with pride and honor tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun, and be safe out there. So, you know, people like to be stupid on this time of year. Don't be one of them. And if you see someone being stupid, help them out. Because that's what Americans do. We help each other. Especially right now, we're coming together with the World Cup. I think we play.
If you see a European tomorrow, make them scared.
Yeah, for real. Specifically, if they're from the Belgian descent.
Or if they're just from England, because we're celebrating.
But yeah, with that being said, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. As always, again, everyone have a happy 4th. War damn. We'll see you next time.
See you.